This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Well, a lot of people are flying now that the pandemic is easing, but one thing has not changed at O'Hare International Airport. The airport transit system, you might know it as the People Mover, it's still out of service. A construction project is supposed to upgrade the elevated trains that shuttle people between terminals and parking lots, but there have been years of delays and a lot of cost overruns. Chicago Tribune business reporter Sarah Freistadt is covering the problems with the People Mover. She joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Good afternoon.
So you've seen firsthand travel is picking up at O'Hare, but the People Mover is not moving any people. Why does this matter?
Well, the People Mover was an efficient and sometimes fun and exciting for young children way to get around the airport. It would take people from the parking lots to the terminals or between the terminals if you needed to get from an international flight to a domestic flight. And instead, now for 2 years, the city has been using shuttle buses in traffic on the road, like the rest of us, trying to get around the airport.
So what's the status of the People Mover project now?
So it is still under construction. It has been delayed a few times, and most recently, the city's aviation department told me the contractor on the project has not given them a timeline for completion. So it is completely shut down while that work is still going on.
And how are officials explaining these continued delays?
My colleagues reported in 2019 that some of those early delays were due to contract disputes between the city and the contractor. Most recently, the city's aviation department told me that now the pandemic is also contributing to some of those delays because various manufacturing and travel restrictions have made it harder to get parts in for the project. And also for experts to travel to Chicago to help with some of the testing of the tracks that's going on.
So it's partially a supply chain issue.
That's what they're saying.
So I know you mentioned that there's really no timeline at the moment. It's who knows? Are there any even minor indications of when the People Mover might return to full or even limited operation?
You know, that's really hard to say. As I mentioned before, the city's aviation department is saying the contractor has not given them an updated date for completion. The project was supposed to be substantially complete by the end of 2018. They then pushed the completion date back to September 2019, then to Thanksgiving 2019, then to early 2020. And so now, you know, who knows?
Who knows? 3 years of delays at least. All right. Tribune reporter Sarah Freistadt is covering problems with the People Mover at O'Hare. Thanks so much for your time, Sarah.
Thanks so much.